Hey, how's it going? So director Craig Brewer is known for doing these southern dramatic, films like Hustle and Flow and Black Snake Moan. How well of a job do you think he added his own aesthetic to such an iconic film as Footloose, with it being a remake and all?
I think there wouldn't have been a better choice to do this film other than Craig Brewer. I think that because he is so well known for his gritty movies and how real and honest they are, it would be very easy to take something like Footloose, which, back in the day, it was not bubblegum, but when you look back at it, it kind of seems a little cheesy. But it's very easy to make that cheesy again, and with the... It's incredible. I think that he did justice with giving the same heart that you felt when you were watching it in 1984 as I think you do today. So, I think he was the perfect choice.
Great.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I was just wondering, how's it dealing with all the pressure of creating a remake to an incredibly beloved, sort of classic film, and how confident are you in Footloose's ability to get out of that area of remakes not really doing as well? So how confident are you in it?
I think that if I wasn't confident, I wouldn't be promoting this movie the way that we are. And I know Kenny and Craig are, we're all on this tour right now and going around the country and showing the movie off. And I think if we were worried, we wouldn't be doing it. I have to tell you, though, when I first found out they were doing a remake of an iconic movie like Footloose 2, which is really close to my heart. I grew up watching this movie, and I lived in Utah where it was filmed. I thought the new thing, oh, remakes, they suck, nobody does him justice. And but then when I did find out that Craig Brewer was attached, then there's nobody, like I said in the first question, there's nobody that could have done it justice the way that he has. And I really am so proud. I think that the people that saw the original are going to be, impressed with how much we kept. And then the things that didn't need to be there for, era's sake, a generation's sake, we took out and made it more current. And I think the people that haven't seen it, I think they're just going to be, surprised. I think that, in our time right now in America, we kind of need a movie like this. There's not a lot of teenage movies that have a lot of morals and messages and heart. It's all about the CGI, don't get me wrong, I love watching. I just watched Transformers, Red Riding Hood, and Green Lantern last night in the hotel room. So, I love those movies, but I think it's hard to come across a good, teenage movie that...
Lori Singer, she kind of originated the role of Ariel that you're playing, and you said that you've watched it, so many times as a kid, like we all have. How did you go about kind of looking at the character and kind of making it your own?
When I first saw it, I just loved the movie as a whole, but one thing that I felt like I missed from Ariel back in the original was I felt like she was just kind of a bad girl, and she was trying to make her, and I was like, why did Ren end up with her? She's not even that cool. She's kind of a bitch. And so when I saw this version and saw that Craig had rewritten her to be more, you show the depth that she has and the relationship that her and her father have, and then you see why she acts the way she does. So, to be honest, I didn't watch the movie when I booked this job because I already knew it, so
right.
I didn't want to mimic it. I really wanted it to be my own. And honestly, I have to tell you, when we were shooting this movie, we really felt like it was our own movie, that this was the first time we were ever shooting this movie and this scene and these characters. And when we got to be a kind of iconic moment, of course we felt like we were shooting Footloose, but we took it on as our own role. So it was fun. I really enjoyed the process.
Thank you. Okay, great. And that's all the time that Julianne has for today. Thank you everybody for coming on this call, and thank you, Julianne.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.